four-prong project of watching adult cartoons for the first time in your life. And we decided to pick the four that have meant the most to the masses, over the last couple of decades, including, but not limited to, South Park, Beavis and Butthead, Family Guy, and The Simpsons. And you watched Beavis and Butthead last week, and you absolutely deplored it, which I thought you would. There's no way in hell you would have ever liked that. Moved on to The Simpsons, though. Now, The Simpsons is an interesting case study for you because you have said for the longest time, and I've never really understood this statement, that they helped contribute to the downfall of society.
Yes.
And I don't know why you, having never seen it before, why you would ever have said that. I think
and you're wanting me to explain this now?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I hadn't seen it, I know enough about it to know the general tone of the show. And I think it sent an awful message to kids of that generation.
Which was?
It just made them... It just created a lot of back talk, a lot of sass in them, a lot of attitude that
Fox
wasn't there
attitude,
previously.
Right?
Yeah, Fox attitude.
I think you're basing this on Bart Simpson. I really do. Because we all knew Bart to be this kid that was kind of the rebel and all that, but...
Okay, well, he's part of the show, so...
Right.
We're all on the hook for
but
it.
But I saw a clip of him saying, eat my shorts, and...
Right.
Built and, it off of that.
Yeah, but you have to understand that Bart is part of an ensemble cast. The main character in the show is Homer.
But that's the thing. He's probably thinking the central figure and the head of the household is a complete buffoon with zero control over his kids and family.
Right, but... I mean, we've seen that in
we've seen
all
that
in the family
since Mike was a kid.
Yeah, since the Honeymooners. This was just a cartoon version of it. And Homer Simpson is just some sort of hybrid of all these characters that we've come to love over the years in sitcoms.
Well, he was the main character in this episode last night.
Let me tell you why I chose this episode. I chose season 5, because I think they were in their heyday back then. This is in like 1995, and Conan O'Brien was one of the executive producers. As a matter of fact, Conan O'Brien wrote this particular episode, and I think the Conan years were the best years of The Simpsons. And I wanted the show to be about Homer, because the best shows that they have are about Homer. And as I was saying, I mean, Homer is the main character in the show, no mm-hmm. doubt about it. When ask anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, The Simpsons were my favorite show for a long time, probably up until like 2001, and then, you know, you change a little bit, and other things pop up, and you think they're better, but it was such a big part of pop culture back then. I think that's another reason you were turned off by it.
It was everywhere.
It was too much, Simpsons.
Well, I fall for things that are everywhere now all the time.
But you don't like it, and you didn't like it even more back then. You were way against that type of stuff. You were.
You didn't even know me then.
Yeah, I did know you. That's why I'm bringing it up.
You don't know me. You don't know me now.
Okay. But, all right, so with that backdrop, with the episode we chose was Homer Goes Back to College. And if you remember that one, it's a pretty classic episode where he fails. Like, there's a nuclear inspection at the plant. They single him out as being
incompetent.
Yes, and he has to go back to college to go to Physics 101 or Nuclear Fission 101. And the story goes
nuclear
from there.
Physics, I believe.
Okay.
101.
So, armed with that backdrop, let me hear what you think. Now, I hate this because he's already got it so slotted.
Mm-hmm. And he has for 20 years.
20 years this thing has been on. Go ahead.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know.
I think you're going to say it wasn't funny. I'm going to say, I bet Mike says, it just wasn't funny.
Well, as bad as I may have disliked Beavis and Butthead, this was twice as bad.
Oh, my God! You are so high.
Let him state his case. This is all subjective.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'll be honest with you, when Corby told me that this was the episode that he wanted me to watch... because I hadn't seen it in years, and I remembered it watching it again. And I, what did I just say to you? I said I'm kind of surprised you picked that one because I was not overwhelmed by it at all.
No, I saw nothing funny about it for sure.
Nothing.
Not only did I not see anything funny about it, it didn't. At least I chuckled a time or two at Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
I was totally flatlined as I was watching their.
Yeah,
last
I only
time.
Laughed out loud.
I was completely flatlined.
Or what would have been laugh out loud moments a couple of three times in this one.
I almost chose the one for you, Homer at the Bat. I think this is what it was called, Homer at the Plate or something like that.
Oh, so you could have incorporated baseball.
But I thought that was too easy because there was an episode where the nuclear power plant softball team was, they got a bunch of ringers, and the ringers were Ken Griffey Jr., Jose Canseco, Wade Boggs, Mike Socha. The list went on and on.
And they were all characters on the
show.
Yeah,
their actual voices were. So I almost chose that, but I thought, how can I can't choose baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy. The thing is, with The Simpsons, you have no context for Mr. Burns. Like, just seeing, and Mr. Burns is the old man who runs the power plant.
Right.
You didn't find that kid. That's who we compare you to, is Mr.
No.
Burns.
No.
Mr. Burns, for my money, is the best character on the show.
I thought Mr. Burns had nothing.
And
You didn't like it when he tried to do a mob attack on some guy and couldn't even lift the baseball bat?
He's like 100 years old, and he tried to pull... Let me have your cord over there. I have some audio that I want to play.
You didn't like his ambiguously homosexual sidekick, Smithers?
He didn't know that. There wasn't enough,
context
to
tension.
It.
No, yeah. there was no context in this.
And I didn't get... You know, that's the thing about these shows, is just watch it. And I don't know if that's fair or not.
And I also, it just seemed like a bunch of non sequiturs stuck together. The way it moved from scene to scene, and, you know, one minute they're at the plant, the next minute they're doing something else, and then they're at home, and then they're back at the plant again. And I don't know, I just didn't detect any normal logical flow.
It's a cartoon! Of course there's no logical flow to it.
Beavis and Butthead had more than that.
But Beavis and Butthead, the vignettes were more confusing on that show than this, when you're going from Mystery Science Theater to...
All right, take the Mystery Science Theater stuff and just look at the story, and it had more flow than this.
Okay, I completely disagree. Again, the fact is you've never seen the show, and there's really no way to explain it unless you watch 4 or 5 episodes at least. You know, it's like watching one episode of The Wire, and you're like, what?
Really?
What just?
I don't think The Simpsons is quite as complex.
One episode of The Wire made me want to watch more.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I have no desire to watch more of this.
I'm not saying you need to watch more to have more context of these characters, because these characters, and I know you don't believe me, there's a reason this has been on for 20 years. You understand that, right?
I guess.
No, you don't. You have to understand. If something has been on that long,
all right, no,
there's something there.
Somebody out there gets it. Somebody out there likes it.
Hundreds of millions of people.
Okay. Yes, like I say, somebody out there likes it.
You have some snips
I'm just
to
not,
play?
I'm just not one.
So, Mr. Burns...
Oh, we got some snipples here?
Some snipples.
Homer can't get in. He can't pass. He can't get into any college. He's, you know, just won't get accepted anywhere. So Mr. Burns says, it's okay. I have a chair on the board at Springfield University. So he meets with the board of Springfield University, and he pulls the untouchable scene when De Niro, a.k.a. Al Capone, pulls the bat out and starts to beat the living crap out of the guy for not being a team member.
It just so happens I have a chair at Springfield University.
Mr. Chad can do that voice.
Mr. Burns, but I must object. This Simpson is not qualified.
I see. Well, you know, fellas, I look at the admissions board a lot like a baseball team. You all like baseball, don't you? Yes, well, to have a successful baseball club, you need teamwork. Not some hot dog admissions officer playing by his own rules!
Excuse me, what are you doing?
He's trying to kill the man with a baseball bat, but he's too weak. And he's
just
only,
basically taps like him like a toothpick.
Tapping him just barely. Pardon me, what are you doing?
I'm giving you the beating of your life.
Look, stop that. If you wanted him that badly, why didn't you just say so?
Smithers, dismember the corpse and send his widow a corsage.
A corsage.
Dismember the corpse.
I'm still alive, sir.
Dismember the corpse that you barely hit. That's not funny to you? That wasn't funny at all to you?
No.
You didn't find Homer, God, that's loud. You didn't find... Christ.
Dude.
You didn't find...
Now that's funny.
Whenever Homer sat down, he was interrupting Bart's television time, or Bart was interrupting his TV time, and he knew that there was, quote, something he needed to watch on campus life.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sits down, and there's the School of Hard Knockers, that parody of every stupid college show that's ever been made.
No.
You can bring it up now.
In a soft drink. Steaky.
You, okay, you didn't, hang on.
You didn't like Worcestershire sauce in a soft drink?
That was mildly amusing.
In a soft drink.
It's about time Conan contributed something to this.
There's a program about campus life that I really should watch.
We now return to School of Hard Knockers, starring Corey Masterson.
Who's that?
Some typical.
Dean Bitterman, I hope nothing unsavory happens during my visit. As you know, I am the President of the United States.
Oh. It's just so... It's perfect. It's the perfect satire on all
of
those...
It's Animal House. Yes. It's Revenge of the Nerds. It's all of it mixed together.
Your sense of comedy is awful.
Oh, don't worry.
Actually, it's spot on. I'm right about this.
Chug-a-lug House.
Oh, I hate that lousy Dean.
Your bra bomb better work, Nerdlinger.
Okay.
Bras are falling from the sky now.
Corey! Don't worry, Mr. President. Mr. President!
Lighten up, Bitterman. That youngster will make a perfect addition to my cabinet. Secretary of Partying Down!
Yes! Take that, Bitterman!
Finally.
Now, I will say this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It did not help that TC's link was to some Norwegian porn site.
Yeah. And the episode was in in SLD, super low definition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really
SD.
Horrible.
That one
was horrible quality.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's Norwegian porn? Well, I hate it that you didn't like this. I thought there would be some sense of comedy that you would get, at least.
I think when the writing... Unplug that. When the writing... When it got more into, like, the 2000s, it seemed like the writing in late 90s and early 2000s, the writing got a little bit more biting, a little bit more, I don't know, sexual. It got a little more over the top. You know, kind of how, like, the Family Guy is now? It seemed like it started going that direction. This episode, for me, I mean, I remembered it and I watched it again, but it seemed kind of tame in comparison to the lengths that The Simpsons will go, which I think is one of the most funniest shows of all time.
I thought that this represents what most people, the majority of people out there who consider themselves Simpsons fans, will tell you seasons 4 through probably 10 mm-hmm. are the best seasons. Without question.
Well, this was nowhere near as abrasive and over-the-top as I was expecting.
No, that's the thing. The Simpsons is not that... It's never was supposed to be over-the-top. That's the Family Guy. This is just smart comedy. That's what it's been called for years and years. It's never been over-the-top. Never.
I'm not going to tell...
I saw neither about it.
I'm not going to tell you, Mike, that you will ever like this show, but I'm telling you that there are a lot more funny examples, I think, than that. That may be a good all-encompassing example to represent what the show actually is, but as far as mm-hmm. being even close to the funniest that they can be, I thought it was pretty lame.
You didn't laugh when Homer pulls up to campus and yells nerd as loud as he can? Like, that's what he thinks college is? Maybe it's because you didn't go to a real college and you never experienced that.
I went to UTA. That's a real college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the funniest scenes ever. We're going to play it real quick when we leave.
Hurry.
Don't have time, honey.
My first day of college. I wish my father was alive to see this.
Hey!
How long have you been back there?
3 days.
Funny.
Nerd!
That isn't very nice.
Marge, try to understand. There are two kinds of college students. Jocks and nerds. As a jock, it is my duty to give nerds a hard time. Hey, pal, did you get a load of the nerd?
Pardon me?
Brilliant. Brilliant. And you didn't like the dean?
Just don't see it. Sorry.
God.
All right, what's next? South Park?
Hero. Let's do South Park and then Family Guy.
Yeah, we'll do South Park and Family Guy. Now, these are the two over-the-top shows. You want over-the-top, and you
well,
want something...
I don't know if I
want
to...
You want something that's responsible... Hang on.
I don't know what I want.
You want something that's quote-unquote responsible. How could this, something that you find to be wholly unfunny and not over-the-top, be the downfall of society?
Because it created attitude in kids.
What kids? Who?
Young
me?
Kids. Kids
yeah.
are about kids.
Me?
No, not you.
That's my generation.
No, younger
talking
than
about
you.
Like 8-year-olds.
Yeah,
8-year-olds weren't allowed to watch
to
that.
Parents.
They were not allowed to watch.
Well,
the
they weren't
Simpsons
allowed to watch it, but
they
watched
did.
It.
Okay. Yes, they did.
You know what?
Totally
this
did.
This all goes back to when your daughter was that age and she had some friends that you considered snarky
or skateboard men
walking around the house, and you're like, "That damn Bart Simpson, he's ruined it all." That's exactly what this is.
She didn't watch this.
I know she didn't.
But her friends did.
Yes, her little boyfriends did that were little in attitude. What up, Reiner? What are you doing, man?
I don't remember her having
Why don't you go get me some chicken?
As I drop an ollie on your dining room table.
Right.
As I skateboard through your house.
She didn't have any friends like that.
An ollie. All right, we're early.
God. Oh, my God.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, we're early for 6 o'clock.
He's mad at you.
He's mad at me?
Yes, you're a real jerk.
Well, he's going to have to get glad. Because you know what? The Simpsons sucks. It's 5:37 here on The Ticket.
Miss Price! The